Well, I'll call together the Red Belt Transmission Organization Governance Committee meeting for January 8th, 2026 to order. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority. Alaska Energy Authority. I think you're muted.
Curtis Thayer, present.
Chugach Electric Association.
Arthur Miller, here.
City of Seward.
Brian Hickey, present.
Homer Electric Association.
Brian Janarski, present.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Izzo, present.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million, here.
The Rail Belt Reliability Council.
Ed Jenkin, here.
You have a quorum, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to public roll call.
Okay, we'll start with our attorney.
Good afternoon. Tina Grovier, Stoll Reeves, counsel for the RTO.
Okay, and then we'll see if there's anybody from Homer Electric Association on the Teams meeting.
Sarah Lee, I'm Homer Electric.
Sorry, Sarah. Jeff Spiller, outside counsel to Homer.
Okay. Then we'll go to City of Seward. Is anyone on?
I don't believe Cody is on.
Okay. Anyone from Chugach Electric on the Teams meeting?
Matt Clarkson here.
Mike Miller, okay. Present.
Mike Miller. Okay. Then we'll go to anyone from Alaska Energy Authority.
Karen Bell.
Mark Billingsley, Alaska Energy Authority.
Bill Price, Energy Authority.
Okay, next we'll go to Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Zellers, MEA.
John Sinclair, David Pease.
Okay, thank you. Oh, thanks, Kim. And then we'll go to Golden Valley Electric Association.
Daniel Hickman, Golden Valley.
Okay, and is there anyone else on the Teams meeting from the Rail Belt Reliability Council?
It's not, Jennifer.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Chair, that covers everybody.
And Jennifer, I think we've also got Carl Monroe on and Andrew Jensen, I believe, is on as well.
Yes. Apologies from the public, yes.
Yes, I'm here. Okay.
Excellent. All right, moving on to the approval of the agenda, which is presented before us. If we can get a motion for the approval of the agenda.
Move to approve, Curtis Thayer. Arthur
second,
Miller,
Brian
second.
Hickey.
Okay, thank you. We got a motion and a second. With that, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote for the approval of the agenda, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority.
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association.
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward.
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association.
Brad Janarski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to public comments.
Okay, is there anybody on the Teams meeting that wants to make a public comment? Please raise your hand. Okay, there's nobody in the room here except me, and so we'll go to the phone. Is there anybody on the phone that would like to make a public comment? Please press star 9 and you'll be recognized. Okay, no public comments, Chair.
Thank you. Moving on, old business, we've got open access transmission tariff RC matter TA1-8001. Tina, I will push that over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone, and Happy New Year. On December 19th, the RTO filed its reply testimony for all five of its witnesses in the docket. On December 23rd, the RCA issued Order Number 9, Order announcing proposed decisions regarding the Alaska Intertie Agreement, allowing comments on the proposed decisions, and establishing timeline for filing comments. On January 6th of this year, we filed our response to RCA Order Number 8, as did many of the other parties in the docket. I have matters related to these topics, specifically the response to Order Number 9, to discuss with you in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or its committee members. Thank you.
All right. Any questions for Tina before making a motion to go into executive session? Okay. Seeing and hearing none, next item of business is executive session for the reasons that Tina had mentioned, if we can get a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chair, I move that the RTO enter into executive session to discuss confidential financial matters related to RTO finances and legal strategy. This is consistent with our bylaws, which allow a board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In this case, the RTO believes that these are subjects that would have an adverse effect upon the finances of the RTO and are being discussed with an attorney, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the committee or are protected by law due to rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Tony Izzo, second.
Thank you, Tony. Any further discussion on this? Hearing none, Jennifer, we can do a roll call vote to go into executive session.
Yes, sir. Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
It's Brian, yes.
The Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Please let me know when we are in executive session.
The record.
Okay, thank you. I would advise that the RTO has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session, except as authorized by bylaws section 5.12.2 to give direction to an attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of a specific legal matter or pending negotiation. With that, that brings us to new business item 9A, which is RCA order U-25-028 order 9. And I believe that there's a potential motion on that.
Yes, Chair Million, I've moved that the RTO approve Chair Travis Million to work with the council and any relevant witnesses to finalize and file the RTO's comments on RCA Order Number 9 with the understanding that no material changes will be made without bringing the matter back to the committee.
Is there a second?
Second, Brad.
Use a second.
Or Tony.
Thank you. Any discussion on this matter? Okay, hearing and seeing none. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote for the approval of the motion on the table.
Yes, sir. The City of Seward?
And Brian had to step off.
He left. Yes, he did. Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right, that moves us to item number 10, member comments. I'll just open up if any member has any comments they'd like to make today. Please raise your hand or otherwise. Brad, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick thanks to all the folks working on this RTO. And then if you haven't seen the weather forecast, we're in a severe winter watch for 5 to 30 inches this weekend, just to let you know. If the winds weren't enough for all of you, looks like we're going to finally get the Juneau effect. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All Thank you, Brad.
I just got
Ed, go ahead.
There, he gets hit with it, too.
Thank you, Travis. Just noting that the RRC had their webinar today on their development of the integrated resource plan. We had over 200 individuals sign up, and I think the peak attendance was around 150 individuals attending. And thank you for really all the utility employees that are involved with the RRC and moving the integrated resource plan forward.
Excellent. Again, any others? No, see any. We'll move on. Next meeting date will be next Friday, January 16th. And with that, if we get a motion to adjourn.
Curtis there, motion to adjourn.
Arthur Miller, second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, Jennifer, if we do a roll call vote to adjourn the meeting.
Yes, sir. Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Curtis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
And the City of Seward, Mr. Hickey is absent. So the motion carries, Chair.
Okay. Well, with that, our meeting is adjourned, and thank you, everybody, for jumping in on such short notice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.